Psalms 18:30. And good morning, TMC family. Please join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we just praise your holy name. This is the day, Lord, that you have made, and we are just rejoicing and we're so glad in it, Lord. We thank you for all the wonderful goodness that you have for us today, Lord. We thank you for the blessings that you give us into overflow, Lord. When we think about it, we are just bursting with just joy of your presence, Lord. And we thank you for blessing us with this call, with the master's call, Lord, and with the founders who said yes to your call, Lord. So like 8 years ago, Lord, our Dr. P.K. Robert Patton and our doctor and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord, we just thank you and we ask you, Lord, to just continue to bless them and to overflow, Lord, until their blessings are pressed down, shaken, and running over, Lord, to their families, their immediate families, and their communities, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for artist life, Lord, and for the teams of artists and for every single artist, distributor, and customer, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We just thank you for giving them wisdom and revelation and strategies, Lord, right here, kingdom strategies, right here on earth as you have it in heaven, Lord. And we just ask that you continue to bless them and refresh them, Lord. I thank you for the Master's Call family, Lord, and for the body of Christ, Lord, here in Artists International, as well as all over the world, Lord. We thank you for just strengthening them and for pouring your love and your joy into each and every one of them. Lord, we thank you for doing something supernatural and super special for them, Lord. We thank you also, Lord, for opening up our spiritual ears, our spiritual hearts, minds, our everything, every single sense that we have, Lord, to hear and receive what you have for us individually as well as corporately, Lord. We love you, Lord. We agree that your kingdom come and your will is done here on this earth that you call the Master's Call family, artist life, the body of Christ as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, again, it was a Jesus joy to greet you on this All the Lord's Promises Prove True Thursday morning. Heavenly Hostess, are you on the line with us?
Yes. Yes, yes, I am. Good morning. Thank you, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca. We so appreciate you for what you do. Good morning, and we are just so grateful. Thank you for this morning, for starting this day with that powerful tag and prayer. My name is Minister Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I just want to give you a little bit about our master's call this morning. It started October 2010. Two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. They also have a scripture, Psalms 88 and 13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord. And in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Yes, we have a mission statement that is enrich, enhance, and empower. Empower believers as they begin their day. I call it expanding out everyone to share this information. We have a website, www.masterscall.net. I repeat, www.masterscall.net, where all messages have been archived and the sites as well as our bios of our speakers. The theme for the year of 2018 is By Faith God Manifests Our Goals and Dreams. Oh, I love that. If you feel led by the Lord to be a part of our blessed ministry, as agreed as Minister Rebecca has done, as a host, as I'm doing right now, or sharing a word with the Lord, you may even have prayer requests or praise report. Please submit your information to the info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our president, Minister Bernard Terrell, will contact you. We all came together with a phenomenal company called Artists International, which established by the Diaz de Leon family and now called Artist Life. Over 28 years ago, we are we are medical artists, right? Great products to help becoming healthy. Like Minister Brennan says, this product is the best product of the side of heaven. So we are so grateful. This morning, we have a new motivational call starts Monday through Friday after this call. A team of great leaders is giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist Life products. That number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-POUND. 294-617-POUND. If you are using Metro PCS or T-Mobile, well, we have a bypass number so that you all can stay connected. That number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. So we have Monday through Friday, we have different calls. Today is Testimony Thursday. Ooh, I love to get on that call. It really gives you so much inspiration. And as a matter of fact, the testimony that you hear, you can go out and share with others. We're so grateful. Well, you know, I'm going to just think about what we're doing here, and I am going to stop and share this information with a phenomenal speaker. Our speaker today is no other than our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. She needs no introduction. She is so powerful. She makes sure that we are all stay connected when things are not going well, as I have some problems going in my life, but she was there to pick me up and push me out the nest. So, well, I don't, you know, she has a bio, so I'm going to just say, we're going to just say she is a lady, a person that really loves Artists International. She's multitasking. She does both calls, which is, I'm so impressed by that, that she can juggle and do things that she has to do. But without further ado, let me introduce herself and present the other Dr. Vanessa, well, our founder of the Master's Call. Dr. Vanessa, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning, Minister Cynthia Cox of Boogie Down Bronx. Thank you for hosting our call this morning. So love and appreciate you. Enjoyed your word yesterday and all God is doing through you as we continue to lift you and the entire Cox family up in prayer. Appreciate you hosting our call today on this tremendous Thursday. And to our dear Minister Rebecca there in Snailville, Georgia, we appreciate you for greeting and seeing all of our Master's Call family as they came on the line with the spirit of hospitality. We thank you. And to each and every one of you who called in today, praise God for each and every one of you. I love looking at the board and seeing the different numbers from coast to coast. Always want to acknowledge, as I see our co-founder is on the line, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. Love and appreciate you, sis, and honored to be co-laboring with you in the vineyard for our Lord. Well, today, there is a word from the Lord. I have been really pressing into a place as we are heading toward Pentecost Sunday. We've gone through our Resurrection Sunday, and many of us know that was a sovereign time when Jesus said a complete yes and shed his blood for us. And as Minister Cynthia mentioned earlier, I'm going to flow from the theme and talk a little bit, really quite a bit about that today. But I'm in a place now where there is so much going on in the world. I want to just say these simple five words. I want more of Jesus. That's our topic for today. I want more of Jesus. And I hope each and every one of you, that'll be your prophetic utterance today. I want more of Jesus. And I tell you, if we didn't need more than before in days past, we definitely need more of our Lord and Savior today. And the acronym God gave me years ago for more is making opportunities real every day. So I want to make opportunities real every day for my Jesus. I want more of Jesus. Again, this year, this is April. We've already gone through a quarter of 2018 and really more than half through this month on our way in this second quarter of the year. Love God more. And that love should be put into action to be thirsty and hungry for his word, his will, and his way. Thirsty and hungry people want more. In the 42nd division of Psalms, we know a beautiful song was written out of it, but in that 42nd division of Psalms, the first and second verse says, as the hart or the deer panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Matthew 5, that sixth verse in the fifth chapter of Matthew says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. When we say, I want more of Jesus, let's talk about first loving God more. Love God more. How, Dr. B? Well, I'm so glad you asked on this Thursday morning. By studying his word and having a daily heart transfusion take place. By studying, by just a quick glance, but by meditating, chewing, studying God's word, literally a daily heart transfusion will take place. And see, when our hearts change, our thinking will change. When our hearts change, our desires will change. When our hearts change, our actions will change. When our hearts change, our lifestyle will change. Oh, when our hearts change, our goals and priorities will change. When our hearts change, we will thirst and hunger more for his presence, not just his hand, but we'll want his heart. Matthew 6:33, we all know it and quoted that 33rd verse in Matthew 6 puts it in perspective. But seek ye first, uno, first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. As we love God more, God will use us more. Oh, that theme, our theme in 2018, through me, when we're loving God more. In 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. See, we'll never settle for ordinary, because we know we serve an extraordinary God when you love God more. See, loving God more, it's a decision and a mandate. Oh, as we fasted and prayed to the beginning of the year so that we regained our focus, we have another opportunity to go into a deeper place in love, to come out of the outer courts, quit settling for the inner courts. Yeah, you're close to the fire, but you need to go to the Holy of Holies and let the Jehovah Makedesh consuming fire of the Holy Ghost burn in us and out of us everything, anything that's not like him. See, remember, when you're fasting and praying, it's fasting is flushing out the flesh of all of these worldly desires. Fasting is fortifying your faith to walk out in 2018, victory, passing our tests, and learning the right ordained lessons from God. See, you can go through a lot of experiences, but if you and I don't learn the right lessons, we're destined to repeat them. Again, more is manifesting opportunities, revelations every day. When you stay in that Holy of Holies with the covenant and the countenance of Christ is on you. See, I love when I'm around people and even heathens, oh, it's just something about you. Oh, I said, thank you, Father, in my heart, because That means the countenance of Christ is shining on me without me having to have on a Jesus pin or I love Jesus t-shirt. All that's good, but it's greater with the countenance of Christ. When you want that more, he'll do it in you and through you. Oh, secondly, as we love God more, we're talking this morning about I want more of Jesus. You want to serve. That's not a cuss word. That's a five-letter word. Not a cuss word. Serve more. Love requires action. In 2018, God is requiring all of us to serve more. I did a series on the Morning Motivational Call about Jesus was a servant leader. When we talk about being successful as leaders, Jesus was a servant leader, serving others as you lead. Joshua 24, that 15th verse when Joshua was writing in that 24th chapter, that 15th verse, I'm sorry, it says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And how can we serve God? Voluntarily, so you can hear it. I don't want you to miss this. How can we serve God? Yeah, you guessed it, by serving others. See, when we serve more, we cannot stay as selfish and self-centered. Serving makes us sacrifice ourselves emotionally and physically and psychologically. Our attitude must be like Jesus, always ready to serve with humility. Let me add that quickly. Not to serve just to be seen, but to serve with the humility of Christ. Matthew 23, verses 10 through 12. Yeah, I'll give you a lot of scripture because I want you to wrestle with this, but I want you to wrestle with the word. The 10th through 12th verse of Matthew 23 says, neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. Verse 12, and whosoever shall exalt himself, whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. And he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. Oh, when you serve more, here comes another acronym for more. Multiplying, overflowing, release every day. Or it could be multiplying, overflowing, release everywhere. When you've got the Holy Ghost inside of you, the fire of God burning inside of you, again, never settle for ordinary. With the Holy Ghost inside of you, we serve an extraordinary God. Oh, this morning, I want more of Jesus. So in 2018, through me, we're prophesying to ourselves, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Oh, more, making opportunities real every day. Thirdly, first you serve, first you love God more. Without that love, you'll serve God more. And thirdly, you'll give more. Give more. One of your three T's, we know them, of your talent, of your time, and yes, of your treasure. When we really are in tune with Jesus, flowing on the same frequency, we will give more faithfully, freely, while being friendly. We quoted, but it's not just about finances. As a matter of fact, when Luke wrote that, and we weren't even really talking about finances. He was talking more about our time and our talents. Luke 6:38 says, you give, understood, give. That means you and I. And it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over shall men give into your bosom. But with the same measure that ye meet with all, it shall be measured unto you. In other words, you give a little, you'll get a little. You give more, you'll get more. Give more of your talents. Your gifts and your talents are for others. that needs a gift is a present to present to others, not just to hoard and keep. Give of your gifts and talents for others. Are you freely sharing them with others? Give more of your time. Give God the quality time first, and then he'll download the strategies of foremost how and who to give to others. Prioritize your time with God. I guard my prayer time. And man, do I have demands coming on me all the time. But I know I'll be a holy schizo if I don't guard that quality prayer time with God and talk to Daddy God first thing in the morning and press into that Holy of the Holies to get the divine instructions, ordinances, and strategies for the day. Spend the quality time. It's not quantity, but quality. So guard your time and then give more of your treasure. I'll have to elaborate on that more. I was teaching them in Bible study last night. Some of us are wondering, I'm a tither, but I don't see things breaking for you. You didn't do anything special when you were a tither. Now you're just not a thief. That 10% belonged to God anyway. The overflow starts when you give offerings. That's why in the temple they talked about bring your offering in. Because the tithe was never yours or mine. Now we're on the right side and we're not robbing from God. The benefit of the overflow, the multiplying 30, 60, 100-fold comes when you give offerings. That right there set somebody free this morning. Never again settle for ordinary because we serve an extraordinary God. Oh, here's number four. Number four, we first talked about loving God, then serving God, and giving to God. Now, number four, witness more. We must share the gospel more. In word and deed, we must be a living epistle. You know, we talk about being ministers in the marketplace and our going in and our coming out. Be a living epistle. We are the church. The church isn't your four walls and a building. Your body, your temple is the church of our living Savior. And we have to be a Book of Acts church. Are you a Book of Acts believer? Here comes the question. No. Here comes the mandate, the Great Commission. It's not the Great Suggestion. It's the Great Commission in Matthew 9 and in that 35th through 38th verse. But we're just going to hone in on that 37th verse that says, then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. There's plenty of heathens everywhere. You ain't got to look hard, go far. Folks who are not walking and not loving Christ. In 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. What does witness more mean? More there means mighty, overflowing, redeeming. Evidence. Are you a secret agent, saint? Is there enough evidence for you to be accused correctly of loving Christ? Again, never settle for ordinary. You got the Holy Ghost and all of heaven backing you up because we serve an extraordinary God. He puts his extra on our ordinary, and we should stand tall as his mouthpiece on that mandate and a mission to witness. So here's how we are becoming more like Jesus. First, love God more by loving others. Serve God more by serving others. Give more of your talent, your time, and your treasure to others. Witness more. We're in the fourth month. How many people have you opened your mouth and witnessed to them about the Lord and Savior you love? It didn't just stay with the four and no more that you know already saved, not your road dogs, that's fine, but there's some heathens who came across your path who some mother had been praying, some dad or big mama had been praying for laborers to come across that wayward child's path to speak Jesus. Did you do your part? All this morning, I want more of Jesus. So in 2018, our theme, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Do more. Make opportunities real every day. Never, never, never anymore settle for the ordinary. Be that extraordinary voice and vehicle for Christ. I speak and decree that into our lives in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Minister Cynthia.
Thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Oh, that was a profound word. Shortly after this, I will come back and close out in a benediction, a few words. And I want to thank you. I want to be more like Jesus. I want to be more like Jesus. That is such a profound word. I thank you for that. And praising God. Let us pray and pray on the prayer request. Heavenly Father, we thank you for a beautiful day. We thank you for Dr. Weatherspoon for that awesome message this morning. I want to be more like Jesus. That is so awesome. Let's touch each other, Lord, this morning and go out and be a blessing to someone this morning for that message. Make sure we share that with someone this morning. I praise God for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton for her leadership on this call. Thank you for both of the co-founders, Lord Jesus, because, Lord, without this, we would be where we are this morning. And thank you because it started my day off. Thank you for Dr. Diaz de Leon family, Artist Life, for connecting each and every one of us together. Thank you, God, for the prayer warriors and the families and the guests who joined us this morning on this call. So if you do anything, Lord, we need you today. We want to pray over Kendra Carter this morning, Lord Jesus. Pray for Minister Robin, Lord Jesus. Pray for recovery. Father, we love and adore you. Pray for the bereaving family. Pray for the Grace family, the Cox family. Lord Jesus, we need you this morning. Let us pray for our brother Jesse Groom this morning, Lord Jesus, and her sibling. Thank you for the Grace family. We want to also pray for them. Pray for everyone that's having grieving in their family this morning, because we need you. We need you every day, Lord. Pray for this. We thank you for giving more than your time and sharing with us. We thank you for that message this morning. We love and do it. We want to say this morning, pray for every prayer warrior, Lord Jesus, this morning. Pray for everyone that's in need of you, needs you this morning, because without you, we will not be here yet. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let me just thank you this morning. Let's go to the pray back message this morning. So we must go out and share this morning with someone today. I will be texting out this morning. Matter of fact, I texted out earlier this morning to some new people that I met. 712-432-1085. The number is 712-432-1085. The PIN number is 957-677-9577. This morning, we want everyone to new motivational call this morning that is going to be Testimonial Thursday. So everyone plug into that call. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. Thank you, Minister Rebecca, for that. Your tag and your prayer this morning and greeting us this morning. And Dr. Vanessa Russell, I can't thank you enough for this awesome message. I will tape. I need to walk with this. I need this in my car and listen to this all the time. Thank you again for that powerful message this morning. I mean, I just want to say I love you and adore you. Well, you will be closing us with the benediction.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Love you, Henderson, back. Appreciate you hosting our call this morning. Let's pray. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We hunger for the more of you, Jesus. We thirst for the more of you, Father God. We desire with all of our heart to love you more, to serve you more. Oh, Father, to give more and to witness more to you. We repent for the areas that we've not done more, but we're eager, enthusiastic, and encouraged to go out and be truly your minister in the marketplace. So as we leave this call, but never your presence. We're fortified in our faith, always looking to you, allowing and asking you to flow through us. Use us for your glory as we're edified for our good this day. As you order our steps, order our thoughts, we submit and surrender our hearts. And we're excited for what you're going to do in us and through us this day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Let's go out and have a thankful Thursday, being his ambassadors everywhere we go. Be blessed. Bye-bye.